Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And if you'd like to share your small business story, please email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, the Bar and Cafe, where you can book a luxurious vacation, and the store owner in Florida who rolled the dice with a suggestive name for his bait and tackle shop. How bold are you willing to be? And we're brought to you today by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Transition seamlessly from presentation to meeting and from work to home with the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series, the laptop that takes care of business. The powerful performance and incredible battery life from this reliable business-class PC featuring Intel Core processors lets small business employees do their best work wherever work takes them. Learn more at dell.com/radio. That's dell.com/radio. Well, here's a question some folks in Texas are asking themselves when they pop into a place in the capital of Austin called Departure Lounge, a leather couch hangout that serves booze and coffee. The question is, would you book a 2-week trip to Italy on the same couches where you lounged with friends over a glass of Pinot Noir? Wall Street Journal travel editor Scott McCartney has a look at a place that's part of a new incarnation of travel agency. Scott, tell us about it.
Well, it's called Departure Lounge, and it's kind of a stealth travel agency. You walk into the place, and you see a coffee bar and barista. You see a wall of wine. You see couches and tables, and it looks like a cool Austin independent coffee house wine bar. But what it really is a travel agency. 80% of their revenue comes from the sale of luxury travel vacations, and they book business travel as well. And it's really sort of an effort to bring the travel agency back to the storefront. Travel agencies used to be retail locations, and you'd walk in, and there would be a bunch of desks and travel agents sitting there, and you know, beach posters on the wall, and that all went away. Got very expensive to maintain those locations, and travel agencies really struggled to survive as internet direct booking came in, and also as electronic tickets came around. You didn't need an agent to issue a ticket. So this is sort of an attempt to revive the retail travel agency.
Wow. So I'm curious, what's the signage look like? Is he in a, I don't know, in a strip mall somewhere? Is he a standalone? And does it say, come in and have a beer and book your European vacation?
You know, it's interesting. It's on a busy street corner in downtown Austin at 5th and Guadalupe. It's in a building that is residential up above, but office buildings across the street. And the sign is sort of all the signage is to me it's kind of schizophrenic. There's one window that says chocolate on one side and travel on the other.
It's kind of like I'll take the pumpkin spice latte in 2 round trips to Venice.
Yeah, and so I talked to people who, you know, a woman who lived nearby and said, "Oh, there's a wine bar opening. How cool!" And so I'll go in and do that. It's also kind of an event meeting space, both for travel, but for general stuff. So in the South by Southwest Music Festival, it gets rented out by groups that want to have parties there. You can rent it for a wedding reception or a memorial reception. There are corporate happy hours all the time in there. And that's all part of the strategy of, hey, you go for your corporate happy hour, but up on the big screens are pictures of beautiful little boutique hotels in Italy. Wow. And, you know, it sort of captures your interest in what's going on here and what is this place.
Hey, Scott. Wall Street Journal travel editor Scott McCartney. Coming up next, the suggestive name of a bait shop in Florida. And we're brought to you today by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, most people do a double take the first time they drive by this little fishing shop in Bonita Springs, Florida, on the Gulf Coast. The store sign reads Master Bait and Tackle. Ken Strassen, the 71-year-old owner, tells the Fort Myers News Press that when he was in about eighth grade in Sarasota, they had an opening for a job as a baiter at a marina. He said he never forgot that they teased him by saying, if you're really good, you can be a master baiter. Says he's not looking to offend potential customers with the name of his shop. He says we've got enough problems in this country for people to worry about something like this. Wedding parties pose in front of the sign. Women in lingerie, he says, have modeled there too in front of Master Bait and Tackle. Creativity comes in varied forms too. Inside the bait shop, wordplay is part of the gig. Among Mr. Strassen's favorites, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. And a t-shirt that says, we're not here for a long time, we're here for a good time. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.